Hello, this is Daniel. How can I help you?
Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Don the Handyman out of Shelby.
Good. Okay, good.
I'm
good.
Looking for at a house, 314.
Yes.
I want to buy that, but I want you to go down a little bit.
Oh, man, I just did go down actually 5,000 bucks. So I went down about 35, 33% actually. Well, we had it marketed at 14.9. And yesterday we dropped the price to 9.9, and that is as far as I can go, my friend. In fact, I just got off the phone with another guy as the phone was ringing, as your call was coming in. Somebody else told me once that he's going to look at it this afternoon, and he sounds pretty serious. So you know, there's I don't think at this point I could get my price any lower than 9.9. Which is a steal, by the way. You know you're not paying retail
prices. Well, see, the taxes on it say like 5. But anyways, what's wrong with it? Is it been turned in for lead paint?
I do not know. I have no knowledge about anything to do with lead paint on that house. That is certainly something, if you want to go out there and take a look at it, or if you want to send somebody out to look at it, that would be ideal.
Okay. Well, this other guy wants to get in on it, huh? How about I want to buy it? How do I do this?
That would be great. All I'd need to do is get you, whatever name you want to put on the deed for the property, and then I can send you a contract, real simple contract, and then have you... You're in Charlotte area?
I'm in Shelby.
You're in Shelby. I'm sorry. Okay. So what I would just do is have you send an earnest money deposit of $1,000 to the attorney. They can hold it in escrow. And then, you know, obviously credit you at closing, but to be able to tie this up for you right now, I just need to get a signed contract and get an earnest money deposit. Oh, you know, within the next 24 hours, ideally, you could send a bank check overnight, or you could just do a wire from your bank to the attorney's bank.
Okay. You got time to sit here and do this?
I'd be happy to do that. I'm in the office right now, and that's what I'm here for, to help you get this property.
All right, let's do it. And then I can sign the contract online.
Yep, I can. Yeah, you can. It'll be easier on a computer. It is possible to do it on a smartphone. So as long as you got one or the other, I'll just need the email address to send it to.
I'm sitting in front of the computer.
Got perfect. Even better. Hey, let me
email address.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead. All right, good, Don. Hey, are you? What we want to do with this is close within 2 weeks, and I assume that's not going to be a problem for you.
No, I've got an attorney that I buy houses through.
Okay.
I don't know her name right now.
Okay. Well, listen.
Right over here in town.
Okay. Well, we've got an attorney already to close this house out. They've got like 5 offices.
What about the closing cost? What's going to happen then?
Yeah, closing costs on this are probably going to be around, you know, $700, $800, $900, I think at the most. It's not going to be much. And of course, that's the attorney prep, that's title insurance. It's the
Who pays the closing cost?
You would pay the closing cost, Don.
No, I'll split it with you.
Well, for this property, I actually cannot do that because basically with this property here, we've got the price down so low that we're just gonna basically assign this property over to you. We're gonna do an assignment contract. We're gonna close on this property ourselves, and it'll be one we hold in inventory, or we're gonna go ahead and just assign it over to you, and then you would close. So at 9.9, you know, you're gonna pay the closing costs for the property, and if we close it, you know, we'll have to pay double closing costs. It's not an issue for us. It's just we'd have to charge probably a little bit more to recoup, you know, the extra closing costs.
Okay, my closing costs on that would probably be about $250 through my attorney.
I don't think you could get it that cheap. I mean, you could call them and ask them. I'd rather you do that than take my word for it. But, you know, I know if you've got title insurance, you've got recording, you've got the attorney fees, the deed prep, and all that—it's going to be more than $250. Even the cheapest attorney. What it is there's $250 will probably what you're thinking. It does represent probably the attorney's prep fees for you. But the thing is, there's other fees that are going to be on that final closing statement as well. other than just their labor, basically. You know what I mean? There's going to be deed recording, title insurance, and all that stuff. That's why it ends up being $700-$800.
All right. And you let's can continue.
And you, okay, good. So as long as you are good with about 2 weeks out from today, and I might be able to get it done sooner if that's good for you.
That'll be fine. I just want to tie it up.
Good.
I want to buy
good.
It.
Perfect. Then I'm gonna set a closing. I mean, 2 weeks from today, I think, is the 2nd or 3rd of April. I'm going to put on or before. That way, if the attorney can get it done sooner, let's say, you know, end of March, you know, 28th, 29th, something like that, which is like a Thursday, Friday, we'll have him do that. But at least we'll allow a couple weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Beautiful. Hey, I'll get this together right now, and I'll have it to your email with a link where you can sign electronically within about 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'm also
where do I send $1,000 earnest money?
I'm going to send you a second email as well, which will have the attorney on that email, and I'm going to give you their bank wire information. And then that's just a PDF document that'll be in the email that'll tell you exactly what their bank info is, and you can take that to the bank and you know, have the bank do that wire for you.
I'll have my bank wire it to it.
That'll be perfect.
To there. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Good deal. Hey, so you know, we got right into the property, but tell me a little bit about you and kind of what you're doing too, because I'm certainly glad you called in today and hoping we can do some more deals as we go forward down the road too.
I'm Don the Handyman.
Awesome.
I'm one of the best handyman here in Shelby.
That's good.
I stay really busy. I run an ad in Shelby Shopper.
Nice, nice.
My prices are $35 to $40 an hour, mm-hmm. plus any materials I put in mm-hmm. on the job.
Nice. Okay.
I go out on the job. I pay for everything. You pay me back.
That's good. That's good. Man, Don, I could probably get you some business too, because I've got a lot of local investors that buy from us, and I've got out-of-state buyers that buy from us as well. And they're always asking me, hey, who can you recommend? And I mean, usually what I tell them is, hey, you got to go find your own people. But if I know somebody good, I mean, it's always nice if I can give them some kind of a resource to, you know.
And you're Daniel, you own this business?
No, I'm the asset manager. So I'm basically, you know, the sales guy. And I work for a guy named Larry Goins. He's been buying and selling houses for over 30 years.
Okay.
And we teach people how to do real estate investing too, you know, so Larry will teach people how to get set up, you know, buying properties, wholesaling properties, owner financing, you know, just everything there is in real estate investing, you know. So, but yeah, we're close. We're getting a lot in Cleveland County right now. I mean, I've sold several properties there. I've got repeat buyers. I mean, some of the guys that are you might even know.
The market has changed in the last 8 months. The market has changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch.
Yep, you're right.
I've got 5 properties.
Do you?
I'm
okay,
looking
good.
For some more.
Good. That's great. Well, I've got more too. I mean, I want to get this one done for you, and I've got more in Shelby right now too that we should talk about and see if they, you know, if it could work out for you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Don the Handyman. You got any business, send it my way.
Hey, listen, have you been by the house yet? Because I want to make sure you go by there and check it out. I certainly wouldn't want you to go by later and then, you know, for some reason you want to change your mind or something, you know, because I want to make sure that we're moving forward with this property, you know.
I'm going to go now.
Okay, good.
It'll take me
good.
About 20 minutes.
That'd be great. And I don't have any reason to think that you would want to back out of this deal, because it is a great deal and I'm confident about that. But I just want to make sure that you're all in, especially because the moment, you know, we sign this contract together, I've got to hold it for you. And I may have other buyers that are ready to move forward. So I just want to make sure you're all in, you know.
I'm all in.
Good. Beautiful.
I want another rental property.
Good. All right. Good. Awesome.
No.
So I'm going to get this paperwork to you. We'll get this one moving, and then let's start talking about the next one as soon as possible. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You too. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.